This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Reports out of India are that as many as 1,400 people have died in the heat wave that that country has been having. Temperatures in some cities are well over 120 degrees. The monsoons are on their way, but in the meanwhile, things do still have to get done every day. The BBC's Justin Rowlett is in Delhi. We've got him on the line. Justin, it's good to speak with you again.
Hi, Kai. How are you doing?
I'm well, but how does one, or I guess does one, go about daily life when it's 120-something degrees out? Can you go out and go to markets and go to stalls and cafes and restaurants if that's what you want to do?
I have to say, you can. Delhi, a lot of India at the moment, is very, very dry. And in dry heat, it's much easier to manage these high temperatures. Earlier in the week, I was in Bangladesh. The temperature's not quite as high, but it's incredibly humid there. And actually, that is a lot more uncomfortable. So actually, in Delhi, you know, so long as you're careful, so long as you take it slow, you can kind of get around. But there've been stories like, for example, non-air-conditioned taxis have been told you've got to get off the roads and make sure you get some rest and relaxation. You don't sit in a tin box in the sun for hours and hours, as many taxi drivers want to do in order to kind of make sure that they get the money they need. So, you know, everybody here is being warned, take things easy. You know, don't push it in these terrible heats.
The problem, of course, with people who can't work because of the heat is that they don't get paid, right?
Yeah, there's a huge problem. If they don't work, they don't get paid. And I have to say, that's one of the problems. People push it. They're desperate for the work, so they go out and work, continue to work hard in these terrible heats. And this has claimed a lot of lives. You know, the death toll is now well over 1,000.
What about infrastructure? Are you having power outages? Is there enough water?
There don't seem to have been significant problems. There have been issues, like, for example, some of the roads have melted.
Yeah.
But, there don't seem to be huge issues with power outages. There don't seem to be huge shortages of water. But that might be an issue if this continues. Look, the monsoon's beginning to come into India now, and that should take some of the heat off. We're being told here in Delhi to expect some rain. But they said that a couple of days ago, and it hasn't come yet, Kai. There was a bit of clouding over. It was a bit cooler today. But, you know, what people are waiting for is the great release of the monsoon, which cools temperatures down, increases humidities, but brings the temperatures down, makes things a bit more livable.
Justin Rowlett with the BBC. We got him in Delhi talking about the heat wave they're having over there. Justin, thanks.
Thanks, Kai. Cheers.